Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Did you know most traditional creams or serums are made up of about 70% water, 15% going into emulsifiers and preservative, and that makes up the goo of the cream. And that leaves only 15% for active ingredients that truly benefit your skin. But there is a better way. Enter Fiber Skincare, a groundbreaking technology set to redefine skincare. Fiber Skincare harnesses nanofibers. They're tiny natural fibers, 500 times smaller than a human hair. And their scientists have been working on this technology for the past 15 years and just a year ago achieved a remarkable breakthrough, encapsulating active ingredients directly into these natural nanofibers. So the result is a formulation free from water, emulsifiers, and preservatives, meaning the active ingredients are not just pure, but five times the concentration of most creams or serums. Their first formulation is an anti-wrinkle, and it's not just effective, it is fast. Upon the application, your skin feels tighter in a mere 10 seconds. That's right, you can feel the difference almost instantly. But that's just the start. Over the next 7 days, these concentrated actives unfold their full potential, clinically proven to improve wrinkles by 19.4%. It's worth checking out their Instagram, Fiber Skincare, F-I-B-E-R Skincare, to learn more about the technology and how it works. You might have seen some viral videos of the mask's disappearing effect, and it's easier to apply this by wetting your face, applying the patch, and removing it. The nanofiber, which contains the active ingredients, disappears into the skin super quickly. Experience the transformation for yourself with their 2-day trial pack. It's a precursor for the 7-day program that promises not just results, but a revolution in your skincare routine. With their tighter skin guarantee, your satisfaction is not just expected, it's assured. And if you try the 7-day program and your skin doesn't feel tighter, you'll receive a full refund, no questions asked. They have clinically tested the program to be the most effective if you use the 1 week on, 3 weeks off. But we understand that everyone's skincare routine is different. That's why if you sign up for their monthly program, they will send you their monthly pack to remind you to do it. And you can pause or cancel it at any time. And it gives you the control of your skincare journey. If you want to try this revolution in skincare, go to fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off. That's fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off. Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. This is Mary from the Bay.
And it's Courtney from LA. And I just want to put it out there that I am suffering over here from a slow death. I don't know what it is. It's not COVID, but I'm going to apologize for how I sound. I'm going to apologize that I am a current mouth breather. And I'm going to apologize because I sound disgusting.
Because you've been away from your house for 2 weeks. You're in a different country. You're in Canada. And then you were in Vegas for way too many days.
Literally, like, Vegas is meant to be 36 hours max.
And how long were you there?
From Tuesday to Sunday. And yeah. That was too many days. And this
but
is
it
just
looks like a ball.
I had a great time in Vegas, and these like kind of events, like where they're surrounded, is like people are everywhere and you just see everyone and you're like, this is wild. Like Jason Kelsey was a, like, I stayed at the Cosmo for the first part, and then, you know, I had to get cheap and go elsewhere, but I stayed at the Cosmo and Jason Kelsey is in the, like, is in the bar there. I'm sitting, if like, sorry, if we're going to go into football, and guys, yes, we're probably going to talk some Taylor. Okay. So just get over it now, or like fast forward. Okay. But like as a Patriots fan, like I look over and the McCourty twins are like sitting next to me, which is like a big deal. I got, my friend got me into Gronk Beach. So I've seen Gronk there. I'm seeing Edelman there. I ran into Pilot Pete there. Like, I'm just seeing, like,
which we'll get to traders, guys.
It's
don't
just
worry.
Wildly, like, these people are just wildly accessible here because everyone's there. I'm like, oh, there's Cam Newton. Cool. Oh, like, you know, you're just like,
they honestly, every year. So next year it's in New Orleans, then it's at Levi, which don't get me started about Levi Stadium.
Not true, San Francisco, right?
It's so far. It is not that great of a stadium, in my opinion.
Oh, I like that stadium.
There's nothing around it. True. Like, it's like they just need to have the Super Bowl in Vegas every single year. Agreed. And they need to add an extra game. And then Super Bowl will land on President's Weekend and the world will have Monday off.
So the world won't, but maybe our nation will, which is the nation's
the
president.
United States. Which was with, what was with Joe Biden's Instagram post after the win, too.
I don't know. It made me laugh, though. I was like, what is happening? The internet is just a wild place. Well, but I will say, having everything in Vegas, like, I've been to many, like, Super Bowl. Like, I, you know, my claim to fame is when I was, like, little and I was in a Super Bowl halftime show. I use that as a fun fact all the time. But in my adult life, I've gone to many, like, around the Super Bowls. I think Vegas was one of the best because everything was on the strip. Like,
the city's equipped
literally
as they were to have BravoCon. I mean,
well, and it's all right there, right? Now, granted, the traffic is crazy because usually if you've gone to Vegas, you know, if you go to the strip from the airport, it's like max 10 minutes, right? People were saying it was taking 45 minutes to get there. Like, it just was like, it was insane. It's like, you know, I was walking by and I was like, oh my God, there's Miles and Kelly Teller. Like, I should ask them about Taylor. And I said, no, you shouldn't. You don't know them. You don't know them. You know, like, you like go up to people and you're like, oh, hey. Like,
you know, but it's like, you were just amongst the celebs and every single one of them was there.
And everyone was so nice. Everyone was just having such a great time there. And I just love that everything is right there. Like, when it was in LA a couple of years ago, it's cool that's at SoFi. It's cool it's in LA, but like,
SoFi is a great stadium.
Well, and if you want to have parties or have all these events leading up to it, right? It's like something's in West Hollywood, something's in Santa Monica, something's, you know,
wasn't
in
Central.
Yeah, having it on the Vegas Strip is seriously genius.
I think there'll be many more.
I believe it'll probably come back there in like 27, 28. So there's still But I mean, honestly, truthfully, I think it's a great, people should have their events there and they should invite me.
Well, tell us about your run-in with Pilot Pete, and then we can jump into some traders.
Okay, great. So I was at Gronk Beach, and so I had, and so I was in like the, guys, I hate, sometimes I really feel like I'm just sound like I'm bragging. I was in this like VIP area. So it was like, we're there, and as we're walking in, and I don't watch The Bachelor, but obviously I know Pilot Pete from the traders. And then I see they've like written on a sign because there's like a little red carpet there. So they've written on like the whiteboard, like the sign, so that they can like take their photos.
Oh, and yeah. And like for the
step and repeat. Exactly.
And so the people know who they are.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So they write down like Jason Tardik. And I'm like, oh, that's the guy that like Caitlin was dating or something. You know, I'm trying to like piece
Caitlin Barstow.
Together. Yes. Yeah. Like I'm trying to like piece together. Exactly. And so, and he's with another guy. Dale Moss from The Bachelor was also there too. And I was like, no. And my friend's like, oh, I know him. Like, we don't like him. I don't remember why we don't like him, but I just feel like I don't like him because of Claire. For like, that's probably the last season I kind of like stepped out on.
Okay.
But anyways, so then he was there and I was like hitting my friend. I'm like, oh my God, traitors. And she's like, who? And I'm like, it's fine. You wouldn't understand. And so I'm like, in my head, I'm like, I got to talk to him. The space is very small.
Right. Like, and this is also, so you had already watched the episode where he decided he wasn't going to join the traitors. Wow.
So I was,
you were like, Pete, what?
No.
Make that decision. We're real shocked.
No. Okay. So I'm like, we're like standing.
Oh,
there,
you went Bachelor on him?
No. So we're
you went pilot. You went pilot.
Just wait, let me tell you.
Don't be proud. Enjoy the moment.
So I like look over. I go to my friend. I'm like, I gotta say something. She's like, okay, just go say something. So I'm like, you are a good faithful.
We went traitors.
It's on the spot. I didn't know what to say. And he's like, what? And I was like, you know, you're a good faithful. I understand. And he's like, not that many people think so. And he gives me this hug and he like wants to talk about it. And I was like, it was a tough decision. And, you know, I really thought that you were going to be a traitor, but it made sense why you decided to stick as a faithful. Yeah. And he was so nice. And then we started talking about my friend also like has no idea. So she's like, how do I know you? And I'm like, Kristen, stop.
So she went bachelor.
Well, no, she doesn't know him. So she's like,
went pilot.
Well, no, she goes, oh, he says, I'm a pilot. She goes, oh, that's cool. Wait, because you're like on The Bachelor or something. Is your name Nick? And I'm like, stop.
She's like thinking it's Nick Vile.
She is humbling him so badly because she has no idea. I literally send him I send her his Instagram after. He has like 1.3 million followers. I'm like, Kristen, she's like, and his name still isn't Nick. I'm like, no, but I love that he introed himself as a pilot.
Yeah.
And so then they both had Aura rings on. So they were talking about their Aura rings. And I was like, you guys, I've been thinking about getting one. So they were like, you have to get it. So you know what I did yesterday? I ordered myself an Aura ring.
Oh, I think I have an extra.
What?
Kelly has two and she like told I could have one, but
you should wear it. Why don't you wear it? Yeah, tough. Okay. Well,
I don't want to track my sleep.
Okay. You could take it off at night and charge it.
It doesn't even like need it. Doesn't it like hold the charge for like an
it does for like a week. Yeah. Okay. Well, you know, you could have told me that before I ordered this Aura ring because Pilot Pete told me to. Anyways, he was very nice.
I'm glad.
And then I was like, oh, I'm really into, I didn't tell him like, because I wasn't like, oh, I have a podcast, blah, blah, blah. So I was like, oh yeah, I'm just like really into reality TV. And he was like, can we take a picture? And then I put it on and I'm laughing. Cause I'm like, I don't think he ever saw it. No. And that's probably for the best because people were mad.
Well, he's like, probably also having like a resurgence. Like he had his bachelor moment and now he's getting more traction again back on the traitors. Let's talk traitors because also, I mean, okay.
I know. Why don't you start that and then
about Larsa and Marcus?
Well, yeah, you can't hold it back now. You might as well.
Another traitor news update that Andy Cohen will be hosting the reunion.
When you went from Larsa to Andy?
Well, because then Andy is going to get the hot goss at the reunion that's taping March 1st because Larsa and Marcus broke up and she was sending so many
I thought it was really nice of her to give the people who don't want to watch the Super Bowl something to do Sunday night. Because look,
should your friends unfollow your ex? Poll. Yes or no?
Who follows him? Lisa.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know if it's changed now, but that's also, I think, who she was pointed to.
Lisa, Michael watched Miami again with me. He happened to be in the room and he was like, is that woman like 60? Lisa? And I was like, she has so much plastic surgery. Is she like 58? I was like, Michael, she's younger than you.
He went down 2 years.
He
said 60 to 58.
It's like, what? Why do you think that? He just has so much surgery. I can tell. I'm like, no,
Michael can't watch these shows. Michael can have the competition shows. Don't bring him into our Housewives. Okay. He walks in.
He's
asking too many questions, but okay. So yeah. So Larsa and Marcus broke up, but obviously the reunion filmed last week before this happened. So it's nice that we get the traitors reunion to focus in on that.
Now, what do you think happened?
Well, I posted today and I said wrong answers only.
Okay.
And people were giving real answers. And I was like, well, no, that could definitely be likely.
Okay. So tell us.
I think his dad said it's me or her because he was with his dad Super Bowl Sunday.
Right.
And I just, you know,
I just think it wasn't going to work out. Well, first of all,
here's what people said.
Okay. I have a lot of opinions too.
Okay. Do you want to give them first and then I'll give everybody
else? I felt like their relationship was way longer than a year. How was that only a year? What's going to happen to the pod?
What's it called? Separation anxiety? Right. Yeah, I think so.
And I do think I think they were never going to get their blessing from their families completely. And
totally.
He probably wants to have his own family eventually. And I mean, she said she would do it again, but I just feel like her
the relationship
kids are a little
felt
bit older.
It started out of spite.
And then it like
Spotty,
maybe went like a little
for
bit
Michael.
Too long.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of like a PR relationship, maybe a Travis and Taylor PR relationship that turned into something. We'll get there. It didn't seem like, look, I told you, traitors made me like both of them. And I am a horrible human for liking Larsa on Miami, right? So it's like, I got to remember the bad things she did. I got to remember.
Yeah. Now,
like,
tell us
how do
what
you
the
know?
People think.
Well, Ben from Watch What Crappin said, too many intellectual conversations. Someone else said, Larsa was just too humble. Someone said they broke up because Michael Jordan finally gave his blessing. He kept calling her auntie out of habit. He ate her leftover pasta. He was a faithful and it was murder. He watched the show.
Ooh.
Yeah, she was pissed he got murdered so early on.
It's
Trainers.
Like these relationships, I feel like it was Fast and Furious.
Wait,
it ends really
funny.
Quickly too, you know?
He saw her riding in the Corolla with Lisa. People on the internet are so funny. But anyways, I mean, look, I think she's going to bounce back. She's going to fall. She's going to mm-hmm. bounce on her butt. And she's going to get right back up.
I wonder if she will now like live back in LA when she's not filming.
No.
You don't think
I don't
so?
I don't think Marcus was holding her back in Miami, considering I thought he lived in Orlando.
Yeah, but like you want to stay in Florida to see your man.
Sure, maybe. I don't think so. I think she was excommunicated from LA by the Kardashians.
Right. Let's talk a little bit about them. So Kanye was at Super Bowl that apparently like he bought tickets next to Taylor Swift. And then Taylor Swift was like, no, 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 you're not going to sit in front of me. And
like where Lana Del Rey was sitting in the seats below her in the suite.
I mean, that's what I heard.
Okay.
Then
and we would never
there.
Lie. We would
Kimmy
never
was
lie.
There.
I
Chloe
will
was
say,
there, Kendall.
So they went to Michael Rubin's party, which is like this fanatics party that was like dueling with the Sports Illustrated party. That was a very exclusive. And she looked fab. She walked in with Odell Beckham into the wind, like with her head down kind of thing. I love this look on her. And I also want to mention Beyonce releasing a country album. I hate country. I'm so here for the Beyonce album, though.
There's only one song out, correct?
Two. 16 Carriages and Texas Hold'em. But Texas Hold'em is the only one that's on Spotify. Apparently you have to download Tidal, but I'm like, I'm not doing that, or whatever Tidal is called.
I played Texas Hold'em for my class today.
Did they like, oh, what about the bitch word?
We didn't notice it.
Okay. It's said plenty of times. Like,
oh, really?
Yeah.
Sometimes
like, take it to the dance floor, bitch, or something like that. It's catchy though. It's catchy. Well,
awkward.
You know.
Maybe I played the non-explicit
maybe
version.
Maybe you played the kids bop version.
Probably. It was a hit.
But Kimmy came in with this cowboy hat, this like very Y2K. Like, remember those like sparkle tops you used to? It just was like a front top tie. Like,
a la Sheena Shea.
Yeah, but it was just like draped on front of her, tied in the back, some leather pants. Kim looked great. Her suite looked boring as hell compared to Taylor's suite.
I know. What did you think about Blake Lively? Her hair was not for me. Not for, it was a fun look for hair, but not for the Super Bowl. I like Taylor's up.
I like
was
that
appreciated
she
her whole outfit. Her jeans were $800 and Half Baked Harvest also has them.
You were obsessed
Tegan.
With Half Baked Harvest. It's
her
wild.
And Bethany Frankel.
I appreciate, I mean, Taylor, I it's interesting because I'm like, is she kind of like a Kylie Kelce who refuses to wear like Chiefs gear because she's an Eagles fan and will only wear Eagles stuff? Like, she hasn't worn
the last
she wore
two.
The one jacket.
She has
the
jackets. I think she brings
true.
The jackets.
True. I thought she like looked fine. Taylor looked fine. I like the thing is it's like it's wild because I'm like they're having the best time in there. Like Taylor's living.
Could
her
you
life.
Imagine?
It's
she,
like they're both who had the
she
better year
always
this year.
Wanted
Who's
to
the
be
better year?
The cheerleader.
She wears short skirts. I wear t-shirts.
Yeah.
She's cheer captain and I'm on the bleachers.
She always wanted to date like the high school fourth quarterback. And
I also think
now
she's
just dating the NFL
tight end.
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean,
but
look. He gave me the fucking ick, man. When he said Viva Las Vegas, felt that it didn't get through the first time, said it one more time, was like, you know, I think I should do it a third time. It was like, ick, ick, ick.
Well, also just the way he spoke to Andy Reid and then
And
Andy
that
Reid's
push.
covering his ass, like he should be fined for that.
He would have gotten in
Like
so much more.
unsportsmanlike conduct
He would have
on the
gotten in so much
field.
more trouble had they not won.
You're right. You're
Like,
right.
they're not going to ruin that moment right now. But I'm like, you know what?
He needs
Taylor.
a talking to from the NFL,
What
the
did I say?
National Football League.
Or as Mike from Shaw's once said, no friends left. You know what? He better check himself before he wrecks himself. And I put that in our group text today. I don't like him anymore.
I
I'm gonna be
agree
honest.
with you.
I'm gonna be honest. I've honestly really never liked Travis, but I was afraid to say it. And I put it in a different group text and they said my secret was safe there. But now I'm putting it in this group text. And I hope my secret is also safe here. But to me, he was always a Gronk wannabe. And as a Gronk fan, I was like, there's one Gronk.
So
There's
I'm
one
like,
Gronk.
I don't listen to his podcast, but I see a lot of TikToks with him and his brother, and I prefer the brother.
Jason is, I want to party with Jason.
Oh,
I
I
want to
think we
hang
did
with
party
Jason
with
and
Jason.
Kylie. We probably did have a version of Jason's that
Exactly.
we partied with in college, but I just felt he, you
He's
know,
down to
try.
earth. He doesn't really care. He's there for a good time, not a long time. I mean,
He's been there for a long time. He's had a very good career. And
no, no,
if he
no.
actually,
Like,
no, I
I
know,
feel
but I'm
like
saying
he
if he's actually.
goes all in. He's in such an era, a different era. Like, he's done with the NFL. Has he officially
He's
announced
more
that yet?
grounded. He hasn't announced it yet. He's more
Okay.
grounded, I think. Now, here's a question I have for you. And again, if you don't want the Taylor talk, fast forward. But what happens with them now?
Okay, I've been so curious about the offseason. Now we know
Also,
she
what happens
has.
with you now? Because you were worried the whole season, you were worried this was the last game of Taylor you'd see. And I want to check in
Well,
on you.
I enjoy seeing her personal life. And you know, she showed her parents at the club.
She
Like,
put
go
him
to.
on her TikTok. She is down bad.
I think it's gonna blow up now.
100%.
So
I don't know if
I
it's
was
today.
very, very into it, and he just put a really weird taste in my mouth at the Super Bowl. And it was really because he checked Andy Reid and then the Viva Las Vegas thing. I think he's too much of a party boy with her. I think she's having a lot of fun. He is going to screw it up himself, and
100%.
she will break up with him because she like gets grossed out by him.
There,
It was fun. It was a great
I
watch
think
for
they've
me.
had a good time. I'm waiting for them to spend. You guys, we're acting like we know these people. Again, these are characters in our lives. These are not real people. But it's like for me, I see it as like now it's her turn. Like, granted, it was her turn. She was the Eras Queen. That was happening. Then he had a winning season. So then it was about him.
I
Now it's
mean,
about her.
I
We're
agree.
Her being on tour, they're still in this honeymoon phase. So I'm like, she's on tour though for like another 2 years.
I
Right?
thought she
Doesn't it go
ended.
into 2025 or am I lying? Is it just this year?
I thought she like ends in like New Orleans in October.
Okay. For some reason, I thought that was next year. I just don't honestly understand time. And that's on me. That's on me. So I'm sorry about that. But
I
I'm
just
waiting for
don't
them to have the
imagine
real
her.
life.
Well, Mom Kelsey. She says, like in their, I mean, this is their off season. This is their downtime. I mean, they football what restarts up in like
July-ish,
I
like
would
with like the
imagine like the
training
training
camps.
camps and
Yeah.
stuff.
Yeah.
So that's gonna fly by, guys. You know, we're already in
And
March,
she,
basically.
well, and she's
March,
on
April,
tour.
May, June. So they have 4 months before
But
he,
she's on tour. So it's like,
I
I still
know.
think it's
So
like
is
a
he
little
gonna
bit
follow her
different.
around?
Well, they're looking forward to traveling Europe together. I'm like, that is still not real life. And
So
you know what
I
I've
do
realized about
think.
rich people? Rich people know how to love bomb the hell out of each other. Because they can, because they're rich.
I also think she's very much enjoying the simplicity of their relationship of like,
It is simple.
has she ever gone to like a nightclub and been around that amount of crowd? You know what I'm saying? Like she's doing like really simple
Like
things
normal
with him.
people things,
Yes.
going
And
to
I
a Kansas
bet
City bar after the game.
when,
And like,
you
I've heard a
know,
lot about the
her
city.
last boyfriend, she couldn't even leave the house with him. Like
Well,
he
she.
was so private. So I think she's having fun with this, being in, getting the attention, being in the spotlight, doing normal people things, being in the club with her parents and her boyfriend. He's just
I
a
mean,
Cleveland boy.
look, I want the best
I'll be
for
watching.
everyone, and I don't know if they're the best for each other, but if it is, then that's great. Again, I don't know them,
Yeah, no.
and it doesn't really matter to me at the end of the day.
I know. Well, I'm going to keep following this story.
Well, thank God we have an investigative journalist like you here. Thank you.
I'll watch all the TikTok friends.
Oh, God. Thank you for your service. With that, should we take a quick break?
Yes. Okay.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Courtney and I both have Pelotons. It is always there for me. You know what I mean? Like after a long day of work, that's the last thing I want to do, jump on the bike. But I muster up the energy and I literally will be like, okay, I'm just going to do a 10-minute class. And then all of a sudden I'm like, I'm here. I feel good. This is making me feel better. Then I'll do an additional 10-minute class. Then I'll throw on another like weights one. And all of a sudden I've done 30 minutes of workouts. I also fall in love with my instructors. I'm obsessed with Cody Rigsby. He makes me laugh. He like talks about ranch dressing, all his TV shows. He's a housewife person. Obsessed with Tunde. I want her arm. She's super inspiring. But I also love that I can be like, all right, you know what? I feel like listening to Mamma Mia. So I can do a Mamma Mia ride or a Taylor Swift ride or a Beyonce. Also, you don't have to just do rides. They have meditations. They have a walking people. And honestly, it gets your heart rate up. I know Courtney has done the marathon stuff. She's a big runner. You know, they have so many classes, 5 minutes up to an hour. I mean, so many genres, hits. I can't talk enough about the Peloton. Wherever you're starting, get moving with a Peloton bike or Bike Plus. You can do a rental at www.onepeloton.com/bike/rentals. Terms do apply. Join the Peloton journey with us. So I started using Dime Beauty at the end of last year. It is a simple skincare routine. I mean, who has time for that 10-step stuff? Dime is a clean, high-end skincare that is very affordable, and it really works. Dime did not sacrifice performance just to make it clean either. And when I mean clean, Dime is 100% transparent about every single ingredient, so you can use their products daily with confidence. So I start with their gentle cleanser. It's kind of like a jelly form and smells like coconuts, obsessed with it. Then after I wash my face, I use the TBT serum. Soaks right into your skin. And then during the day, I use their dewy day cream. Obsessed with it, melts into your skin. I finished mine in St. Lucia and was like so pissed off about it. And then at night, I have their restorative night cream and their TBT cream. This TB cream has been sold out. It's Dime's sold out retinol alternative, the TBT cream, and it's finally back in stock, so you can check that out. They have over 2 million happy customers, and their product reviews are literally all 5 stars. Love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com now and unlock your discount. That's dimebeautyco.com and love the skin you're in. I've been using Ouai products for years. It's OUAI, and they just launched something new. It's the anti-frizz cream. I have very thick, curly, unruly hair, so this is a perfect product for me. But I got to thinking about it, and it's like, if you have thin hair, thick hair, everybody has frizz. This is immediate frizz control, and it lasts up to 72 hours. And plus, it's a heat protector because I blow dry my hair. I also, I'll put the curling iron on it. I'll use the straightener, but it has heat protection up to 450 degrees. Also helps reduce and repair split ends while quenching dry hair with intense hydration. And according to Consumer Perception Study, 90% of participants agreed that their hair looks less frizzy. I know I am feeling that. So I will put in this with wet or dry hair. Then I love to apply my leave-in conditioner, you know. It detangles, hydrates, helps me brush out my hair. And I can't tell you about the smells of Ouai. Honestly, all their products
smell delicious. I'm obsessed with this scent. It's the North Bondi scent. It has like lemon and violet. It's just delicious. And then I usually will finish off after my blow dry with the hair gloss. Immediate shine helps treat damage and enhances color vibrancy. I just love all the way products. I'm a way girly, but be fizz free with Way. You can go to THEOUAI.com, use promo code TJG for 15% off any of their products. That's THEOUAI.com, promo code TJG. You know, I can't recommend it enough.
Okay, really quickly, I do want to talk about other breaking news.
Yes.
Porsha coming back, Real Housewives of Atlanta. So they're trying to figure things out. Candy's out.
So did this count when I say in my predictions where I predict that a lot of the like OGs are coming back? I know she's not technically an original, but I feel like she's going to come back. There's rumors that Phaedra's been talking, now that Candy's gone, that Phaedra might come back. I really could see the door opening for NeNe. I know that there's a whole thing, but I could still see it. And I think, and I don't feel like they would announce NeNe until right before filming starts with like a big bang, like NeNe's back.
I'd rather see Phaedra than NeNe.
No, but why not also, both? Why not all?
Okay, that's fine. Also, going back to Traitors.
Yeah. Oh, she's back.
Is Phaedra? Is Phaedra going to make it all the way through?
No.
You think they're on to her?
So I wanted to ask you this about Traitors. What did you think about the change this week from banishment to this torch lighting that we did? Was this a way to save Peter somehow? Like, we've never had this in any of the seasons.
The producers are just making it up as they go along. They're the Survivor chick. I mean, she
Parvati put it in or Sandra.
Sandra. She put it out in plain sight. I think the winners could be Sandra or CT
or Kate.
Even the politician.
Here's the thing. They're going to have to recruit someone. Like, it can't, because I also think one or both of Parvati and Phaedra are going to be voted out. I just see it happening. I could see them recruiting CT. I could see them recruiting Kate. I could see those as like the two recruits that happen.
CT even proved himself that he would become a traitor because he didn't pick Trishel in the light ceremony.
Also, it's like, Trishel, are you joking? Like, you're literally in Peter's pals without CT.
Right.
Like, I can't stand Trishel.
She's going to be going soon, I think.
I hope she's the next voted out. Get her out.
No, but I think it's fun. They have they're changing it up. You don't know what's going to come next. I liked the murder in plain sight.
Yeah, I decided too. I think Peter has, I think he's playing the game hard, but I actually think, and Sandra proved this out to me of why, is like, he's not playing a good game of trying to get the traitors out, because Sandra's right. Like, they all probably know that Parvati is a traitor for sure. And now they're suspecting Phaedra because Dan had said that and put it out there. And if Dan's a traitor, why wouldn't he, you know, hang one of his out to dry kind of thing too, right? So what you want to do is you want to keep them in the game until the end, because if you vote them out and someone else is recruited, you have to start over of who's the new traitor. And if you don't know who the new traitor is, when it comes to the end, how do you win if you think that person is a faithful, because you don't know if they've been recruited? So it actually makes sense to keep the traitors that you know, like, as opposed to the traitors you don't know. Does that make sense?
See, I think that there should always in the game have to be three traitors.
Well, there would have been if Peter didn't turn it down.
Right. But then they should have been able to ask someone else.
And I think that they will after the murder. Like, yeah. I feel someone else is going to get recruited. But I think in the sense of, if you're a faithful, the game is keep the traitors until the end, until you can vote them out for sure. And you don't think anybody else is being recruited, because it's better to know your enemy than not know your enemy.
Mm-hmm. So maybe they'll keep Poverty longer because
they're going to try. Know. But then you've got like Peter's pals. That's the rift. And that's why this show is riveting. And Peter and I saw, I said, why aren't they giving us 2 episodes a week? He goes, I know. Was this season so good? I go, you know, you guys could all have another season. I'd watch that.
That would be kind of fun, because you get to know the players better.
Like House of Villains, I think they should bring the same cast back.
Yeah, because the people would have like more strategy.
Yeah. Okay, but going back to Atlanta, what if we had Porsha, NeNe, Phaedra, Kenya? Keep Drew if you want. Bring Marlo's a friend. She's got to go back down to friend status. And then you brought in like a couple newbies, almost how like Miami was rebooted, right? You had like Adriana, Marisol, Alexia, Larsa, and Lisa. And then you brought in Nicole, Gertie, and Kiki.
Mm-hmm.
Like we could do something like that with Miami. And I think that would be really successful.
Okay.
Anything would be better, to be honest, than what it was.
I wonder when they'll actually start filming. Maybe you first summer.
Hey, take your time.
May.
Take your time.
When are we getting Jersey?
Well, apparently Chanel Ayan has said that the due season of Dubai is coming in June. So I have to assume that Jersey is going to be around that time too, because is that the only season right now that we haven't gotten a new season of, basically?
I know we're waiting for Jersey to come out any day.
Right. Now. No, I'm saying like, you know, mm-hmm. we always have like two that kind of start at the same time. Mm-hmm. And I think it's Jersey and Dubai that we're waiting on.
I stopped watching Dubai, so.
Same. I'm just saying in the sense of like the next mm-hmm. round of Housewives. And it's like, you know, Summer House comes next week. Summer House Martha's Vineyard is quote unquote coming soon. So I could see that being like the next round
in the
of
Valley.
Like, the summer shows. With the Valley. Valley. I think the Valley is coming in March. Maybe eight, or no, spring. April. It's like episode 8 or 9, I think, that they say it does the spinoff that we've had with Beverly
VPRBH.
Hills to Vanderpump, mm-hmm. Vanderpump into Summer House, Vanderpump into the Valley.
Okay. I'm into that.
Listen, you all know you're going to freaking watch it. And you know what Bravo's going to do? They're going to make Vanderpump a 2-hour episode, okay? And it's going to be built into it. See, of course you're going to have a DVR, and of course you're going to watch it. Don't lie to us.
That's good marketing.
Listen, they do it well. You want to add half hour of Watch What Happens Live to my episode? Sure. Sure. Fill my DVR.
When I watched VPR tonight, I was like, 90 minutes? What's going on?
Oh, I knew that. I said, who's on tonight? By the way, you know who's on? It's Maddie Reese and James Kennedy. You guys, I
heard Southern Hospitalities.
Okay, I caught up Sunday after I flew home. I was like deathly sick, and I was like, guess I'll have to watch Southern Hospitality. You guys, I forgot how good this show is. It's so stupid. I love it so much.
Like, Joe Bradley's on the hot seat, right?
Yes. Well, we're mad
kind of playing both sides.
He showed Maddie a group text, and he was also part of the people talking shit in the group text. But the big thing is Emmy has been promoted to AGM. She's now Maddie and Joe Bradley's boss. She just skipped a whole level, and that's drama. And look, is Will going to break up with her? Yeah, he is. He's already breadcrumbing it when he goes off to law school. But Maddie, or Emmy, she is convinced that she's going to be a lawyer's wife. And I just, you know what? It's stupid. Again, Trevor is horrible. Maddie, I hope you're out of that relationship. It's like, I need more of these shows. It's already the season finale this week.
It sounds like a binge watch situation for me.
Oh, you 100% could have a full binge watch, but not anytime soon because you're headed to freaking your honeymoon finally.
Yeah, but I got plane rides, so.
Okay. Okay, there you go. Yeah, Michael's going to ask too many questions, so just start a season 2, episode 1, and just tell him, shh, watch it.
He likes to watch the same thing on the plane at the same time.
Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. I have that, too. I understand mm-hmm. that. But then it's like, it'll be like, this show is awful. And it's like, well, you asked to watch the same thing. Okay. I told you what I was watching, and if you don't watch it, if you don't want to watch it, use your monitor.
We have a night flight on Friday night, so
that's like share audio. I want to share audio if you're gonna have an opinion that doesn't match mine.
Yeah, I'm hoping I'm gonna take a Benadryl. I'm hoping.
Yeah, you do what you need to do.
Yeah,
just
yeah.
Don't do an Ambien. It sounds.
I've never done that.
I'm just saying.
Think it would agree.
You don't
want to
see. You don't want to see the Colonial Woman on the wing. That's a bridesmaids thing.
The Colonial Woman.
Have you never seen Bridesmaids?
No, I've seen Bridesmaids.
Okay. Well, you should watch it again on your plane ride and then you get it.
Okay.
You know what you could take?
What?
If you have some plane drinks, I'm setting you up here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Did you get it? What you could take on the plane if you had some drinks on the plane and you wanted to wake up feeling rested when you arrive to your honeymoon location.
What do you take?
Like, I'm setting you up for more labs.
Oh.
Jesus, guys, who's the sick one right now?
Guys, well, I will be packing morning recovery. for my honeymoon. I don't leave home without it. Go to morelabs.com/TJG. Always 20%. We've been working together for years and literally
Do you check? Do you check a case of them?
Oh, they're airplane safe.
Oh, wow. They're under 3 ounces.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
They're airplane safe. So you probably would have done well with them in Vegas. Don't travel without them. Morelabs.com/TJG. Always 20% off. Don't forget.
I'm really glad that I could help you out there. Let's talk a little Vanderpump from last week. I find this show funny because people are like, oh, it should have ended last season. You know what? Maybe it should have. However, I watch this show with giddiness, secondhand embarrassment, and full cringe every episode, and a little darkness that I go, ugh.
I'm thoroughly enjoying it.
I agree. And I'm like, I can't wait till next week.
Okay, wait. I didn't realize. I know Sheena, you know, her quote-unquote nanny, Tori, came over to babysit Summer Moon, and I was reminded of why I didn't like Brock. His old side came out again. I did not like the way he was talking to Sheena nor the mother. He was pulling a PK on us, if you ask me. But I didn't realize Tori is the one that Katie kisses and Tom kisses.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes. I mean, I believe that is who it is based on the hair color.
Okay.
And, you know, they're like, oh, are you doing music? You nannying? So she's taking a break and now she's a musician. She's over there. I knew she was a lot younger.
So, yeah.
What's the relationship there? Sheena's like, I've known her since I was 16. I'm like, why?
Family friend.
Is that what it is?
Mm-hmm.
She didn't tell us that. She just said, I've known her since she was 16.
Yeah, it's got to be a family friend.
Okay.
Is it her sister's friend?
Great question. I don't know, because isn't she like 18 now? How old is she? 21? I don't know. I don't know what the relationship is there.
I'm also going to die if this is not the right person.
And it could very well not be. But based on the hair color, I said it's her.
Okay.
It's her. Here's a question I have. Or here's something that bothered me about that situation. Maybe it's not a question, because it's just maybe the way I talk, it'll sound like a question, but it's really a period.
Okay.
Your interpretation. Sheena having these conversations with Brock and her mom being there is a difficult situation, one, if you're Brock. Then two, I kind of understood where he was coming from, where he's basically saying, and like, this is like always a problem for me too, because I ask my mom about everything. I'm like, oh, I can't buy something unless I confirm with my mom that this is a good idea. Where she's like, what are you talking about? Like, oh, okay, well, I don't know.
Like, what do you mean? What kind of purchase? Like, how big is your purchase? Are you talking like big purchases? What are you saying?
Okay, weirdly, no. My big purchases, I just do it. But if it's like something like, I'm like, oh, I really need to get, I really need to get this like spice rack a rack that sits in between like my oven and this wall I have, and it's small. And so then I'll be like, you got to help me find this. I can go on Amazon and find it myself. But then I need like her approval on it.
Personal assistant on it.
She is my assistant too.
That's what you're really
looking for. I mean, I call my mom about everything. Like, people are like, oh, I talk to my mom like once a week. I'm like, a week? Mm-hmm. I call my mom like 14 times a day.
Mm-hmm.
Like, my entire call log is basically my mom.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that's not healthy. Like, I do understand. I'm self-aware on that. But I was like, felt the same, that I was like, oh, Sheena calls her mom about everything. Like, Brock probably says,
Sheena's mom lives with them. And I think she was the primary child care person. And then now she can't live Summer Moon, so they need additional help. And this is all new.
I don't think she lives with them, because she's still married. But I think she comes over a lot. And I think what Sheena does is Brock will say, oh, the baby's probably fine. And Sheena will be like, I don't know, let me call my mom and ask. And instead of being like the parent, like, she just needs the reassurance. And
it
I think
also doesn't seem Brock, like she can be alone with Summer. That was her thing.
And I think
she was like, she's scared.
Yeah. And which I, again, not a mother, no children, but I can totally understand that. And she's got to figure it, like, she has to figure it out. Right. And that's just part of it. And I could see how that one. I also think that men can unattach a lot easier than women can. Here's that minor in psychology, but really, like, I think, like,
Well, you bonded with them for 9 months in your womb.
Right. And I just think that there's...
And really, I just think...
Like, do you ever see, like, men with dogs, too? Like, it's like... I'm like, I could never... Like, I have a very tough time with my dog. I spoil her so much. And I'm like, oh, my God. If I were going to, like, put her in a kennel for, like, the weekend, I'm like, oh, God, I'd stress out the whole time. And, like, I feel like my guy friend's like, oh, yeah, I just dropped her off at Sunset Bar Key and she's good. You know, whatever it is. I'm like, how do you do it? Like, you're just so not emotional. You love your dog, so that's not it. But, like, I think the attachment is easier on a man than it is a woman.
I think Brock's just ready for a night out. That his wife is not agonizing over it. And he's just frustrated now because she's like over two. Yeah, so I mean, time's up. Well, it was fine in the beginning, but now I'm like losing my mind. Well, and your mom needs to stop coming over. And you're working now.
Well, I think he also said too, is like, you're not who you used to be. Like, you're living your life in fear. And I don't want you to be living that way. And I don't know if he delivers it that well.
There's only so much empathy you can have, and it eventually runs out.
Yeah, sure. So yeah. I'm sure it's tough on him too, as a partner of like someone where you're kind of like trying to understand, like you just said, you know, what did you think about, let's talk about, so Tom's throwing a party. Poor Anne. We need justice for Anne. Apparently she does not work for Tom any longer and is Team Ariana.
Like, I literally think she's Ariana's assistant now.
Oh, she is. She was wearing a...
That's what I heard, that she's now the photo of her.
Ariana's assistant. That's...
Okay. That's what I heard.
Let's let Anne go on her merry way.
Poor Anne cleaning up after the party. It's also like, Tom, you were sober. Like, no, clean you're as going you
too
go. Far.
We're still in last week's episode where she's mediating to tell Ariana that Tom wants a party.
I couldn't believe she actually caved. Also, it is so... Tom not moving out to begin with is insane. Like, he should have moved out right away. And they sold the house and they went their separate ways.
But here's why he doesn't want to sell the house because... Right. They probably got that mortgage at 2% interest when house was mm-hmm. were insanely low there. Yeah. He doesn't want to. He's like, why would we give it up? One of us should keep it. It's not going to be you. It's going to be me. I'll buy you up. He has no money to buy her out. Him having this party, though, with James. Again, I don't like James, but James saying it's a who's who at Tom's party. Literally, who the fuck are you? And some guy, I'm like, I need to know the backstory about this guy who's talking to James saying, so Katie shut me out. And I'm like, what's the back? Katie Maloney? What'd she and shut you out like, from?
He literally works at Sir. And he was just a waiter and was like, she was so mean to me. Can we talk about it? I mean, this was a sad fest of people. Kyle Chan clearly wanted to be on the show. And that's why he's attaching himself to Tom. Jason, the band manager, just needs to get paid. So he's like, oh, yeah, I'll hang out with you, Tom. Billy Lee does not pay rent and lives at their home.
Right? That's what Ariana said. She thinks she lives there.
Yeah.
Billy Lee wants back on the show. It's like all these people are surrounding themselves. You're totally right. Because like the finale party is the Kyle Chan party in San Francisco.
Yes. And then even like Billy Lee saying like, I can't believe like Raquel has abandoned you. I'm like, she's still in a facility taking care of herself and working on herself. And then...
Did you watch that TikTok that our friend sent over? That's like a clip from Rachel's podcast.
About the three things that he sent. A light-up lamp.
What else? I forgot what it was, but then it was like a letter that basically was saying like she needed to leave and like come back.
He is a master manipulator. He's narcissist. Very, very scary gaslighting creep. I mean, him fake crying the crocodile tears in the green blazer, always nails done perfectly, saying Rachel didn't reach out to me on my birthday. Like, and then Billy Lee feeding his ego. She's abandoning you. But it's almost like Billy Lee's trying to like weasel her way in. So she's the number one
girl.
Did you watch her before Raquel?
Okay. Totally. Did you watch? I'm jumping into this week's too. So sorry, but sure. Like she's walking the cake to him, and the look she has on her face of just like adoration of Tom Sandoval is like, ugh, ugh. Like she totally wants to be back on this show, And you know what? This week too, after, and we could go back to the James thing, but Tom and Tom go into the living room and they talk, and Maya's sitting next to Tom, Maya the dog. And Maya the dog has this like, you fucking piece of shit. You're a bullshitting liar. And I'm here because I like Schwartz, but I don't like you, Sandoval. But also, you're the one I know.
It's also
Maya could
very,
detect it.
it's also very creepy that like he is putting down Raquel for being in this facility, like taking care of her mental health, and then talks all about his mental health and
Totally.
tries to weave that in as well. It's like, if you care so much about mental health, you'd be happy Raquel is seeking professional help. And
But he's
then
a narcissist, but
he's,
he doesn't
I
want
know.
all this. He doesn't want, he wants someone to be like, quote unquote, in the trenches with him, right? And he was going to, like, I think in his head, he thought, like, you know, they said in the first episode, again, reminder, this is 3 months after everything's blown up. We're in, this is Tom Sandoval's birthday. I looked this up, is July 7th. So we're in July 7th. This
Wait,
happened
it's
March
July
1st.
7th.
Yes. It's March, because, well, Tom
That's
Sandoval's birthday is July 7th. I, like, Ariana's is the
I
24th of June.
know so many people with the birthday July 7th. It's insane.
Are they all crazy narcissists?
My sister is one, and she's not. She's a
Oh, okay.
nurse.
I was like, wait, what?
But I can't tell you, my friend and I, my friend. She her baby was born on July 7th, and we always used to say we know so many people at the birthday
Seven,
July
seven.
7th.
Yeah, and add Sandoval to that list.
I'm very creeped out right now. Okay,
I'm
wow.
so
Okay.
sorry. But okay, so this is 4 months now after it's happened. So like I think he really thought, okay, what we have to do, we have to be un like in his head, the game plan is Rachel and I are in a united front. We are Bonnie and Clyde. I'm gonna like love bomb her. I'm gonna try to isolate her and tell her she's the best thing ever and
I'm
we've
going to be
got this and
sober for her.
we have each other. You know, this is gonna be great. Like we didn't do this to not be together and had like this whole plan. And when her family basically kind of took her away, it was like, absolutely not. He was like, you blew up my plan and now you're, this is fucking me over.
So, do you not think she's in the facility right now? I think she's
No,
in the
I
facility.
do.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm saying her going to the facility blew up his plan
Right.
because he didn't expect her to ghost him. And so I love
Also, I wonder if he seeked any therapy through this.
I mean, he probably
Like,
talked to like Jax's like Reiki coach or maybe like the any like
I do think his therapy was the show in New Zealand. I mean, okay, him
want to
sitting down
punish
with Lisa,
himself.
him sitting down with Lisa, he's like, hey, Lisa, here's some flowers. I mean, why would I bring sand to the beach? But and then she's like, so how are you doing? He's like, well, I'm pretty beat up, you know, from New Zealand. It's like, oh my,
He was
it
also
just
talking at his parties like, my knees, yeah, my knees are bad.
it
Like,
immediately
yeah.
starts with the victim. You know what I mean? And Lisa's like, what the hell are you doing? Like, you need to move out of that house. And Tom's like, this is so much for me.
Lisa!
Once again, I'm going to throw in another thing because my best friend died, you know, and everyone's just kicking me when I'm down. And then
Nima!
did you hear about this Nima podcast? And I mean, I had to talk Raquel off this. Like, she was so upset. Raquel wouldn't have found out shit. You told her to
You told
manipulate
me.
her even further. She wouldn't have heard shit. She's not, they don't have, they don't, they're shielding them in there, you know?
But also, Tom, but Nima, the quote from Nima is what Raquel had said about the open relationship. So, like, that had already been put out there. So, Nima confirming it isn't a big deal because they had already said, Nima said Rachel told him that they were in an open relationship at Coachella. So it's just repeating, but at that point they hadn't named Nima at that point. And then I'm like, where's Shaw's?
Right.
Where's Shaw's of Sunset, okay?
Nima lives in New York now.
Oh,
Yeah.
interesting. What did you think of I also felt, and you guys, I'm sorry, I believe, like, I do believe that this was very hard on Tom because the insanity of this whole thing. I mean, again, made like a CNN
I'm not like
ticker.
living my rock star life. It's life. It's grueling. It's fucking work. I've battled with suicide. Don't tell me what I felt. can't, like, I couldn't dream about better days. I was thinking.
Like, I feel, but I wouldn't be surprised if he did have these type of thoughts, but I also don't think, I think he's using this
that.
To.
We can't deny that.
Yeah, but I also think that he's like using this now. Like he keeps kind of dropping this to be like, feel sorry for me kind of thing. It's like, look, obviously this became a bigger deal than any situation we've ever had in this, because it like rocked the Bravosphere, right? And you're the villain. But like also,
Lisa gives good advice.
Yeah, go ahead. Tell her what she said.
You know, like you need to stop being so angry. You have to have remorse. You have to have sensitivity. And you really haven't done that. So, and she's like, and like, call me if you're feeling those dark times, like this hits more than close to home. And I, you know, I'm here for you. I think that, you know, you've been lit to the fire a little too strong and you promised me like, and I have sensitivity to you. So I'll help you.
Right. Right. Do you want to take a quick break and then we'll come back and talk a little bit more? Mm-hmm.
You know, Courtney and I are always on a health journey. We're always trying to lose weight. And we recently started Noom, and it is a personalized plan that meets individual needs. They take into account medical issues. They take into account dietary restrictions. They take into account the psychology behind losing weight and the biology, meeting you where you're at. So they have an app, and you can go onto the Noom app and you can share, like, they have coaching, they have recipe ideas, you input your food, but it really helps me stop mindlessly eating. So it is very sustainable, and it is not a restrictive weight loss program. Because, you know, I like my chocolate. I love my popcorn. I like my wine. And guess what? With Noom, they take that into account. We're not going to be like never having to treat again, right? I love that it is psychology and biology based. So Noom uses psychology. That's why they say losing weight starts with your brain. But it also takes into account, you know, the biological factors, which also affect weight loss. And the program helps you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have cravings. I am such a craving girl. To date, Noom has helped more than 5.2 million people lose weight. And the program's totally flexible. Noom's flexible program is focused on progress instead of perfection, which is that's what I need, because sometimes you have a couple setbacks and that's okay. It's not about perfection. It's about creating healthy habits. And Noom's approach is grounded in science. They've published more than 30 peer-reviewed scientific articles describing their methods and effectiveness. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. You can sign up for a trial today at Noom.com and check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living, available to buy now wherever books are sold. So guys, check out Noom.com today. Did you know most traditional creams or serums are made up of about 70% water, 15% going into emulsifiers and preservative, and that makes up the goo of the cream. And that leaves only 15% for active ingredients that truly benefit your skin. But there is a better way. Enter Fiber Skincare, a groundbreaking technology set to redefine skincare. Fiber Skincare harnesses nanofibers. They're tiny natural fibers, 500 times smaller than a human hair. And their scientists have been working on this technology for the past 15 years, and just a year ago achieved a remarkable breakthrough, encapsulating active ingredients directly into these natural nanofibers. So the result is a formulation free from water, emulsifiers, and preservatives, meaning the active ingredients are not just pure, but five times the concentration of most creams or serums. Their first formulation is an anti-wrinkle, and it's not just effective, it is fast. Upon the application, your skin feels tighter in a mere 10 seconds. That's right, you can feel the difference almost instantly. But that's just the start. Over the next 7 days, these concentrated actives unfold their full potential, clinically proven to improve wrinkles by 19.4%. It's worth checking out their Instagram, Fiber Skincare, F-I-B-E-R Skincare, to learn more about the technology and how it works. You might have seen some viral videos of the mask's disappearing effect. And it's easier to apply this by wetting your face, applying the patch, and removing it. The nanofiber, which contains the active ingredients, disappears into the skin super quickly. Experience the transformation for yourself with their 2-day trial pack. It's a precursor for the 7-day program that promises not just results, but a revolution in your skincare routine. With their tighter skin guarantee, your satisfaction is not just expected, it's assured. And if you try the 7-day program and your skin doesn't feel tighter, you'll receive a full refund, no questions asked. They have clinically tested the program to be the most effective if you use the 1 week on, 3 weeks off. But we understand that everyone's skincare routine is different. That's why if you sign up for their monthly program, they will send you their monthly pack to remind you to do it. And you can pause or cancel it at any time. And it gives you the control of your skincare journey. If you want to try this revolution in skincare, go to fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off. That's fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Okay, I wanted to go back real quick because I did want to address from last week what you thought about the conversation between James and Tom when they were pulled to the side. Like, they pulled to the side and had a talk at Tom's party, which then, like, I love when he's like, I'm like, God, this story is now exaggerating the whole thing, right? So basically, do you think that this was the ultimate betrayal, what Tom did to James, apparently?
What Tom did to James, or James did to Tom?
No, James tells Tom, I never even got an apology for the ultimate betrayal.
Right, right.
I'm like, the ultimate betrayal to you? Here's the thing. I don't think that Tom is completely wrong in the sense of, but it's not like, well, you did this, so I did this, so it's okay. Like, two wrongs don't make a right. And I think it's like that you can't use that as your defense mechanism. But I'm like, look, all these people are bad people.
Well, they kind of did the same thing to each other, except James did it when they were still technically together in their bedroom.
He's wiping his dirty dick off with my t-shirt, bro. But I mean, like, I guess it's just,
don't care about their relationship together. Agreed. So I was not very invested in this. And it was a big, just like, deflection to me.
And I'm
it's
also like, James,
you did me wrong. You didn't, you know, it's like,
yeah.
It's tomato, tomato.
And then I'm like, James, you have not changed. And then you go and like pee on his bush. It's like, ugh. Like, I like when Allie was like, that's Ariana's bush too. It's like, it is.
I do like James not drinking though. That sobriety is agreeing with, well, he's not sober. He's California sober.
This whole group is very like sober curious.
Which, good for them.
I mean, Tom.
Go on your journey.
I go in ebbs and flows with my Tom Schwartz over here. I'm like, okay, Tom Schwartz I was riding on a high, okay? He had TomTom. He was married to Katie and treated her like shit, but it didn't really fucking matter. They had a house, okay? Like, he was riding high, okay? And then Katie got a backbone, thank God. She finally, like, stood up for herself. She divorced him. This scandal of all shit happened. And Schwartz, you know, as somebody who let his house be the sex haven for the Sandoval and Rachel of it all, the now what's happening to Schwartz and Sandy's, it's like all like the karmic energy is coming back to him. Mm-hmm. And I really feel sad for all these things that are happening, stuff with his brother, the fact that he's like an alcoholic, he's back in rehab, all these things. You know, he's got no one now. And that's why he sticks around with Tom Sandoval.
I think also they know all of each other's secrets.
100%.
And I think it's way more deep than that. He's like, he's been such a good friend to me at so many times. Do you know how many times I cheated on Katie?
Like, birds of a feather, baby.
I mean, I also would love to know what like the producers think of Tom, because he really
Tom Schwartz,
because he really is a people pleaser. And I feel like he's very like accommodating. And so I would love, and he has like an innocence about him, but he's secretly smart. You know, like I would like love to know what these interviewers think about him.
I think they like him.
I do too.
We like him for the most part until we don't.
He's so honest at moments. He's like, Lisa, I'm ready for my therapy session. Like, come on, let's go sit down in the dog shop. Like, you know, he's like, I just want to get everyone together. Like, can I go to Tahoe with you?
Why are we pretending? It's like when we have housewives that are like, hey guys, I want to go find my family in Ireland. Let's go. It's like, why are we having Schwartz? Why don't we just say, hey guys, you all fucking hate each other, but you actually have to go on a cast trip to Tahoe, okay?
And why are we even still going to Sur? Like, we can go anywhere, but we're still going to Sur.
But we got to stop going to the Valley. If we have the Valley show happening, the Valley restaurants are now off. Like, you can't touch them.
Where Jax's is in Studio City?
Jax's is in Studio City, but the sushi place that Katie and Sheena went to was in Sherman Oaks.
Mm-hmm.
Like, also, you know, James and Tom, when they met in the first episode, they were in Sherman Oaks. Like, they go to a lot of places on Ventura. And it's like, you know what? There's a Valley show now. You got to go back to WeHo, okay?
I'm very curious, just like in real time, like how much like Katie and Stassi hang out. I feel like Katie went to Hartford's birthday party and stuff, but I feel like her and Katie don't really hang out right now, and not because something happened.
Well, she just had a baby.
Yeah, that baby's like 4 months.
Okay,
can't you hang out with your friends if you have a baby?
Well, if you have two kids, I assume that it'd be tougher to find time unless people want to come over to your house.
Well, she doesn't seem like she comes over to the house.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just curious about Stassi and her's relationship right now.
Yeah, I think it still exists. But I also think they kind of like live further from each other. It's probably like relationships of convenience too, especially when they're doing the show. Like, I feel like Ariana and Katie are... It's actually interesting. Sheena and Lala went to the opening of Chicago, but Katie wasn't there. Maybe she's doing something with the permits for something about her. Must have been that. Yeah, I'm just saying they need to come back to WeHo, but we don't need to go to Sur.
No, and we're at Sur. And literally, Lawless outfits this season.
She's the Ashley Darby of Vanderpump Rules.
It is bad. It is
hot
bad.
Body, tacky, 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 tacky.
And the bangs aren't banging for me.
No, and she's it's so not hot. Working.
She's like talking about our Ariana's hot body. I'm like, girl, you're hot body, you know?
If I had your body, I'm like, you have a fabulous, you could latex. You have worn latex on this show.
You're literally wearing a corset bodysuit with no underwear, it seems like, or just underwear, a thong.
Yeah. I mean, they're all like, they all look, I honestly think all the women are in their best looks right now. And I love that for them.
Even though, like, also I was super annoyed of like Tom also going to Sur with Kyle. It just felt so fake for me. You know,
here's the problem.
Like, nobody invited him. It's not like James Kennedy invited him to see the music session. Like,
but production told him he had to go.
Exactly. But so they're like, it just feels so inauthentic at this point. Like, it's like, Sheena, now you go to the bathroom and pass him so we can film a scene.
How many times did she walk by there to be like, oh, Oh, hey, is that where the cameras are? I also love when Jesse Montana had to come up and be, hey, Tom, I had to follow you on Instagram. It's like, we don't need this scene. He's like, I can't believe I did this to everybody. It's like, you seem to have remorse for everybody else, minus Ariana. You're really upset about how the whole group feels about you, mostly because who do you film with? You're filming with extras.
Yeah.
And it's like, I really actually... Sheena's like so funny to me. I actually see so many parallels in Tom Schwartz and Sheena. It's like, it's kind of crazy.
People pleasers, kind of flip floppers, can go both way.
Yeah,
I mean, but just the fact that, like, I mean, Ariana like telling Tom Schwartz, like, I gave up on you a long time ago and my life is better for it. You are a lost cause. It's all almost the shit we're saying to you is falling on deaf ears and. Bye. And then him, then he's like, you know, your ego.
This is where I hate talk.
A little
this
too
is where
big.
It's not okay.
But then he retracts. He's like, oh, you're not
because
queen.
You know
your
why?
Ego. And then he's like, realizes the group's not going to band with him. And then he's like, I mean, okay, actually, never mind.
Because you know exactly that though. He used to talk that way to Katie, and he had people like Sandoval to back him up, and then Ariana would kind of back up Sandoval, you know. And then it was kind of like the group could be split the way that Tom Schwartz talked to them. I mean, think about it. Tom literally dumped a beer on her head in season two in Mexico. Like, he has these bad tendencies, and it's like, and then, so then like, you've got the aw shucks, and then you've got the whole total misogynistic asshole that's like, obviously like, okay, shit. Yeah, I didn't mean to say that. Sorry about that. Can you all come to Tahoe?
Right. And then it's like, how is that even going to work? Like, Ariana's like, I'm not going to go on a trip with you or my ex. Like, absolutely not. And we,
is this where they draw the line in the sand? And you know what's like crazy? Like, this is like
it
they're
was
in the
summertime,
beach,
wasn't it, May?
Yeah, but here's well, no, Tahoe? We're in July right now.
Remember? Yeah, no, and then they go to Tahoe, so there's beaches in Tahoe. I didn't think about that.
So here's the problem I have with Vanderpump too. Is like you have to, and we say this with the Housewives, right? And I get it. I get that Ariana doesn't want to film with Tom. I get it because obviously it's her real life, and we're 4 months in, blah blah. But it's like when in Housewives, when it's like you guys have split things and you split the group and you say I'm not filming with these people, sometimes it doesn't work, right? So I'm like, I don't want to give Tom. Like I want to know what the girls are doing, whatever. But I'm like, the real storyline, right, is Tom Sandoval and his craziness and like seeing like. His narcissism and like watching what he does is so insane. I want to watch that, but I don't want to reward him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and
well,
this is the moral dilemma we go through each week.
I mean, he is legitimately the definition of a narcissist. But
no,
was
look
he,
it up. Look it up.
Was he always like this?
Yes, but Jax, he always had someone who was worse.
Yes, that's the truth.
And he had, I think what he did with his relationship, what he did with Ariana is they had this pact. We won't make each other look dumb on camera. Everything is talked about offline.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Everything is done. So we want to be like, we're a brand. We want to look like the stable couple. If we fight, we fight, but let's do that off camera.
And he did also have this other moment. He's like, God, you look like you rode on a Shania Twain motorcycle.
And Tom Schwartz tells Sheena, you're looking like Britney. She, thank you. Want to know what happened? I found these glasses. Like, her voice is so muppety to me. I don't know what to do with it. But she's like, thank you. And then when he's like, and I don't know why it's kind of cracking me up with Sheena, because she's like, I'm 3 weeks sober today. And I'm like, well, because you're on medication, so you're not drinking. Like, are you sober or are you just not drinking while you're testing this new medication? Right. and then Tom Sandoval being like, I got you a vodka tonic. He's like, but I did have a feeling you weren't drinking today. And then when you guys, I was like, when he said, he's like, this is Ollie's sweater. I was like, what?
Because he always, he's like pitching that for sympathy.
Yeah. It's like, this is the same with this show that I'm like, you've got, we're in the fucking back alley of Surrey.
I know. He's like, I would like love to talk to Ariana. She's been like 100 times less proactively vindictive, which is like so weird to me. He's like, I want to be more pissed.
Why won't she cuss me out so she can look like the villain, man?
Yeah.
And then I also love too when Sheena's like, why do you want to talk to me? As if Sheena had messaged him being like, please reach out. And then she's like, it's like, she's like, Sheena, why me? And then she's like, but like, it is me, extra scene for me.
I do think she also has like this, like, because remember when all the girls left her out for years and years and years? So I think there is
season
this,
one like, through nine
empathy.
They're like, Katie and I were such good friends. I was like, no, you guys literally hated Stassi, so you banded together for a hot second. And then she basically tried to kick you out of her wedding. And then you begged to be in it because you were worried you were going to get your scenes cut. And I remember this because she had this talk with her mom in the place I get my nails done called Pampered Hands on Melrose.
Oh, God. This just makes the world go round.
It's so ridiculous. I love it so much.
Yeah. How I can't believe people aren't enjoying this season.
I mean, is it dark? Yeah. Is it cringy? Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Is it ridiculous? It's so bad.
I love but it, but also amazing. You know, someone's like, I just miss Sheena, you know? And then he like the slow motion montage of them like leaving the alley. The song that's literally playing is like, how did we get here?
I'm surprised it wasn't.
Wait, that emo night looks fun. She should have gone the Gwen Stefani route.
Well, Gwen Stefani's not emo.
But
I'm telling you, emo is like bringing me back to like high school, and I'm like Blink-182. That's not even emo. That's like pop punk. I'm talking about like Taking Back Sunday. I can remember listening to like
Nickelback.
Not Nickelback, but it's like, oh my God. Like I'm literally just, I just felt that emo night. And I was like, Katie and I would get along so well just because, you know, music kills Kate.
Kills hate?
Kills Kate. That's her IG handle. Because I don't know if you remember. Yes. In season one, she was going to own a record label. Remember their aspirations? She was gonna
So those emo nights, they have them all the time.
I don't know. I only saw them when they were like posting about. I'm sure I could look it up. It's at the Avalon in Hollywood. But it looked fun to just like dance around. I mean, I don't want to be in the mosh pits. No, thank you.
It would be fun to be on the stage and making your own playlist.
Yeah, or like a VIP. I love
also look. I feel like Lala wasn't invited.
She was not a host. Yeah. Well, it was funny because I think that Sheena wanted to do it. And they're like, look, Ariana's having the moment so she can come. And then they're like, Katie's like, I literally am emo.
Right.
And they're like, okay, fine. And then Lala's like, okay, I love Nickelback. Look at this photograph. Every time isn't I it, do a mix, aren't, laugh.
Aren't they legs wide
not
open?
Not emo. No, that's Creed.
Oh.
With legs wide open.
Okay. I think we have to go.
Want to know what happened? I could keep going. Let's end this so that.
Okay, we're ending in here.
Bye.
This was fun. Bye. Feel better.